Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Season 5 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. Seven-Foot Man, written by Dave. I don't exactly remember why I keep going back there. Letchworth Village, I don't know if it was the thrill of being someplace rumored to be haunted or maybe something was taking me back. Either way, what I saw couldn't be erased from my memory, so it doesn't matter. It was around early 2009. The old brick building with vines growing off the sides were just 30 feet away from me. I climbed out of the bush I was hiding in and got closer. There might have been maybe four of us there, including me. We went back maybe three nights a week. When we weren't there, it's all we ever talked about. I wasn't exactly looking for anything, but as I said before, I don't exactly know why we keep going back. Ignoring the no trespassing sign, I saw an open door. I don't think we ever broke in. We only enter where a door or window was open. Nonetheless, I walked inside. It smelled of illness, sadness, and death. I clicked on my flashlight and pointed it at the hallway. As expected, the cracked tile on the wall and the floor reflected the light coming from the flashlight. My friends followed suit. Usually, we'll split up, except this time was a bit different. I wandered off on my own. I don't usually do this unless I want to go find something or do something on my own. But I felt that I should be alone at this time. This place was like a maze. Eventually, I realized that I was alone. I called out to my friends, but they didn't hear me, so I kept walking. Using the flashlight as my only light source, I made it through the darkened hallway. I didn't recognize it. I clicked off the flashlight and started walking. Something made a noise behind me, and I turned around. All I saw was a window covered up by the trees that surrounded the building. As I was walking down the hallway, my flashlight still off, I thought I heard something behind me. I didn't see what was there, although I wish I did. After about 15 seconds, I heard something call me by my name. Dave! I started running down the hall. I clicked on my flashlight and saw my friend. I'll call him Matt. Matt looked really scared. He said, "Didn't you see what was behind you?" I immediately turned around, but saw nothing. "No. What was there?" I replied. I don't exactly remember what Matt said, but what I remember is that whatever was walking behind me was about 7 feet tall, had no arms, bent back legs, and piercing white eyes. Since it was completely dark, and the only real light was coming from the window at the opposite end of the hall, we never actually knew what it looked like. It could have had a face or clothes. What I find to be the weirdest part of this story is what happened when I was driving home. I had been driving for about 10 minutes, listening to the radio. It was almost 2 in the morning, and all of a sudden, the radio cut out. When it did, I heard a deep voice. I don't know if this was the 7-foot man or something else haunting the building. The voice I heard was so low quality, I couldn't hear what it said. The radio came back on afterwards. The 7-foot man still remains a mystery. I never went back there. My friends did. They never saw it or any signs of it. But every time they come home, their radio cuts out and the deep voice comes back. Nobody knows what it wants. Sometimes I see it out my window, but as soon as I focus, it's gone. Maybe one day I'll know what it is, but for now, it's only a mystery.
Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.